So get 007. Okay, no wisecracks. I said 007, no wisecracks. Do you mind closing the door? The air conditioner's on, I think. In Philadelphia, the air conditioning never worked well. And it was like, but if anybody would like dare open the window, the air conditioner's on, the air conditioner's on. And we sit there like sweating. Because no one would open a window because the air conditioner was on. Okay, 007, Sunday night, the first year in Hilchus. I think it's called Hilchus Luluf. What's it called? Yes, Hilchus Luluf, just like in the Rambam. Tov Reish Mem Hei. So there's this innocent-looking Mishnah in Luluf HaGazal that starts off and says, Nifritzu Olav Pasul, and Nifridu Olav Kosher. And that's it. And that gives rise to a whole bunch of Rishonim. That's the Mishnah in Luluf HaGazal. Nifridu Olav, if they just spread out, so it's Kosher. But if Nifritzu, which it's not clear what it means. So that's why it depends on different Rishonim learn different things. Akaponim, the Luluf starts off straight, and then as it ages, it gets it spreads out, and then it gets even firmer and firmer, and it even points down. If you have a look at a Luluf tree as you drive by, there's actually some very interesting pictures. Okay, anyway, Tov Reish Mem Hei. We'll start from the Hagdom of the Mishnah Berurah. Ksiv Torah Lekachtum Lechem Bayom HaRishon. Everyone, I'm sure, knows that with the Oraisa, the mitzvah outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or according to the Rambam, outside of Yerushalayim, is only the first day of Sukkot. With the Rabbanon Zecher LeMikdash, to remember the Beis HaMikdash, we do it all 7 days. So you should take Bayom HaRishon, Priyetz Hador, Kapos Tumorim, Anafei Tzavos, Marinochal, the Kiblu Chazal, the Priyetz Hador Zehu Esro. Sheta'am Eitzo Upirio Shaveh. That's why it's called the Priates. All the trees were supposed to be that way. If you remember, your Bracious Eitz Pri, and then it says Eitz Osep Pri. Push it, but the bark tastes like the fruit. I never tasted the fruit, I never tasted the bark. But Chazal say so, I'm sure it's true, that the bark tastes the same as the fruit. Uksiv Hodar. A lot of things learned out from Hodor. If you learn Parak Luluf HaGazal, there's an awful lot of dinim, an awful lot of implications in the word Hodor. But here the Mishnah Berurah tells us the simplest one, the most famous one, Sheyeh Noeh v'Hodor b'Saro v'Gidulo. It should be beautiful, it should be pleasing to look at, it should be intrinsically nice. Certain dinim we're going to have are that there are certain things Chazal categorized as intrinsically not Hadar, and some things are indeed not Hadar, they indeed don't look nice. But also, as determined by Chazal, you can't go with people's subjective opinion. About the Esrog, Lemedim zemi zed is a hekish. They're hukshu zel zed. So they all need hador, and that's how Luluf HaGazal starts off, right? Luluf HaGazal by yovesh posel. Rashi learns it's not hador yovesh. So that's by luluf. They all need hador. They all learn out. They're all learned out from a hekish zel zed. The alken kol harbo aminim tzichem lios noem umuhudarim. Each one according to the species that it is. So we'll be learning those dinim. Valder she is boy lakamo. Kapos tmorim hein anfe ilon. The branches of a tree shegedelim bo tmorim. That's the palm tree, the bay tree, whatever it's called. Kishe yitzmachu. Right? When they first grow. Kodem she yiskashu ha'olan shalohem. Before they harden, like really hard. The luluf leaves, the leaves of a luluf are very flexible, really. But as they grow, as they get older, they become very, very firm and hard, almost like a piece of wood. And like as they spread out, and as they point out. Then they even start pointing down. Kodem sheyaskasu olam shalahem. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk that before that we're talking about the lulav before the leaves of the lulav. You think of each lulav as really a tree in itself, and we're always dealing with the leaves. Think of each, you know, what we look at, and it's doubled over. So each of those things are called an ole, a leaf. Those are the leaves of the lulav, and each lulav is like a tree in itself. And how many lulavim are on a big lulav tree? I think they only get around 3-4 off of every tree, if I'm not mistaken. But it's very possible I'm mistaken. But I think they only get 3 or 4 lulavim out of a tree. And each lulav is a tree and has its own set of leaves. And those are called the leaves. Those are the leaves of the lulav. So the kapos tamarim are the leaves of the ilon shegadelim bo tamarim when they first grow, before their leaves become hardened and spread out, rochok ben hashedra, which is the base, I don't know, the spine, we'll call it the shedra. Ela sheyia kamo sharbet, when it's basically like a stick. All this very fascinating, important Gemara, Kishmak and Lulav HaGozel, you learn out all the psukim, all the makairis, you see the Rishonim, you get a new appreciation for like what a lulav is and all the parts of all the, it's all psukim, it's all learned out. Vua nikra lulav, v'anafei tzovos, v'hadas, she'olav chofen eseitzo, that it's covered up by the leaves. The eitz is completely covered up by the leaves. The Gemara has, of course, other suggestions of other trees that the leaves cover up the tree and rejects each one for various reasons, either psukim or svara, whatever. She'olav chofen eseitzo, uproto yisbar v'simen tafresh mem bob, bar v'nochal yisbar v'simen tafresh mem zayin. So that's it. And now we start lulav. Actually, the first two sifim are rather hard. They're really very difficult. I don't know if the pictures are good or bad. Sometimes pictures are a hindrance. So maybe I pushed this book too hard. But, we'll see. Sometimes it's a help, sometimes it's a hindrance. Again, the first two sifim is really 6 words in the first Mishnah. Nifridu olav kosher, nifritsu olav posel. Okay. Lulav shenifridu olav zemi al zem. So the Mechaber Pashtus means as follows, as interpreted by the Mishnah Berurah. Nifridu, the simple pshat nifridu is that poshet not laying on each other. They're not touching. If you think of a lulav, so like the normal lulav that we're very, very lucky, Rabosai. Like, we have very good arbaminim. Really. Kol Yisrael, I mean, as the Doris, we have very, very much better tefillin than our grandpappies had, great grandpappies had, for sure better than our great grandpappies. The tefillin are much better. The arbaminim are in such abundance. They never dreamed of such an abundance. And good arbaminim. Like, really nice. In Baruch Hashem, it's really. So you learn these dinim, you don't even see these puffalulavim around. Like it's hard to find. Like a real apostle lulav, a mahudar lulav is hard to find, but apostle lulav is also hard to find. Except if you hymnic, which, since nobody knows what it means, so everything's possible. Lulav shenifridu olav zemi al zeh. It means. We'll see a further interpretation in the Mishnah Berurah, but Pashtus, the Mechaber means they're not laying on each other. So they're slightly, they're still together, but they're not touching each other. Shenifridu olav zemi al zeh. Mishnah Berurah, hayne kmo anfei hashevet she'omdim prudos, they're separate, meaning they're not laying on each other, they're not touching each other. But the v'cholalaygan, it would be very simple to tie them together and make them mamash touch each other, which would make it like a sharvit, like a stick. Now you don't want them to be mamash as one. We'll see later that in shaking the lulav, you really have to be mekaskes pa'olin. The olin should be separate, and they should shake. And it's not, some people like it better, but it's not really ideal. Sometimes you have a little that it's so clamped together that, you know, you shake it, and it nothing's shaking. It's just, mamish, a single stick, and you're really just waving the stick. That's not ideal. The ideal is to have leaves that rustle when you shake it. But when you're not shaking it, they're laying on each other. They would just rustle when you shake it. So when he says, Luluv shenifredu olav zemi al zeh, it means even when you're not shaking it, but they're somewhat separated. They're not laying on each other. So that's kosher. That's what the Mishnah nifredu olav kosher. But v'lo nidal v'lu, they're not, how should we translate nidal v'lu? They didn't, I don't have a good word. No, they didn't jump off. They didn't separate. Ka'olei ha'chorios. Chorios is the word for the luluv after it, in its final stage. It's hard like wood, and the branches, the olim of our luluv, have totally spread out. They're mamish pointing in all directions. They're very far from each other. You couldn't, they would crack. If you try to put them together, they would break. They're mamish like wood. That's, and at that point, it's not even called a luluv anymore. It's called choria, or it's called olei chorios. So, nifredu olav zeh mizeh, they're separated, they're not laying on each other, but v'lo nidaldu olei chorios, they didn't spring apart. I'll get a good word for it by tomorrow, Lina. Ketev, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis, ketev ha'chorios nifredu ha'olin, they're separated from Nisracha Kuharbe, and they're very far from each other. Uvamokom Chiburon, we're talking about the ultimate stage, where they're connected to the spine of the luluv, Niskashu Ke'etz, the mamish hard like a stick, Vein Yechoyim Logdon Yachet, you can't move them, they're mamish like... Something like this, but much, much more. This is not a good picture. Not much like that. Okay. So, kosher, afilu lo ogdo. There's no reason to tie it together. It's kosher even if you didn't do it. By nifredu. Hago, umikomoko mitzvah men amuvchor, belulov she'en olov kudos legamri. So mitzvah men amuvchor, that they're not separate. They're laying on each other. But again, if you would shake it, it would rustle. That's the mitzvah men amuvchor also. But he's just talking about when you're not checking it, they're laying on each other. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Gimel. Now this gets a little complicated here. Hataz Hela, this is the Taz Hashita. Shema Shehechmer Harav HaMagid, which is where the din of the Ramah is taken from, that the Mitzvah and Amuvchor is that they're not separated at all. So if you really learn it with Pashtus, it means what I just said. It's not separate at all, it's laying on each other. I really took on how Rove Achronim understand the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah is going to open up with a Taz who has a different understanding, a much more lenient understanding, not so chomer. Hataz Hela, Shema Shehechmer Rav Amagid Lemitzum and Amuvchor means Hu Davka Hechi Shekol Olav Tluyos Lamato. They're really, they're Bechlal not going up. They're already off. It doesn't have to mean Lamata pointing down, Mishnah Berurah. It means they're already going in a different direction than the Shedra. They're already off. They're doing their own thing. Raksha Olin and Malulov, they're actually, you know, they start off. There's a shadow on the Achronim how to understand this Mishnah Berurah. How to understand the Taz, I should say. Either it means by these words, Raksha Olin and Malulov, I mean it's a funny phrase. Shekol Olov Tluyos Lamata Raksha Olin and Malulov. It's not so clear what it means. So it's a little complicated. It's not a funny phrase. It sounds like it's contradictory. One half of the sentence to the other half of the sentence. So I had Siyata Dishmaya. I was driving by on the bus today coming here. I was looking out the window at a bus, and I saw a luluv tree, and it was taka it started going up, and then it drooped down. So that's one pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, that it starts off going up with the lulav, and then it droops down at the end. The Prima Godim learns that it means it's going off in a different direction. It's just, it's very easy to bind it together. It's not niskasha ka'etz yet. That's how the Prima Godim understands the Taz, I should say. Al-Kuponim, so the Taz says, the point of the Taz is that the Ramah only wants you to be machmir, that it shouldn't be going off in a different direction, even if it's not hard yet. So then, mitzvah min ha-mufchar, to get it, that it should, you know, be basically together. Raksha olin im aluluf. For nifritzu olav shapasul, ah, you'll tell me that's pasul. No, no, no. Nifritzu olav that we're about to learn is pasul in Siv Beis, who could go on either shenitlashu olav lagamri min aluluf, which is Rashi Shita, which seems to be pashut, and that's one of the kashas on Rashi, but that's what it means, that it totally came off the shedra. Oh, shetluyus lamata, the gam ein olin min aluluf. So we'll learn it's already pointed in the downwards direction, like it's spread out. It's not even going up and drooping down. It's just going down. Ocean of Daldalu Bimokam Chibur and Beshedra. It's not really connected to the Shedra anymore. These are all Pshotim in Nifritsu Olav that we're actually going to see in Siv Beis. Ocean of Daldalu Bimokam Chibur and Beshedra Vadain Burim Bemixas. They're still disconnected from the Shedra, but they're hanging in there by a thread, by two threads, by three threads. Mu'ura means it's still hanging in there, but it's basically broken off. Like you have a sometimes a person has a limb dangling. It's disconnected from his body, but it's mu'ura means it's still somewhat connected and dangling. So that's what is possible. But if it's olim imo and then tluyim lamato, so that's kosher. And that's what the Ramah says, mitzvah amufchar, to get it together. Not to take such a lulav, even though it's kosher. Avol, the Taz holds. Kosher ain't olav teluyus, but if they're not going off in a different direction, elekitzikitzas, note that it's done in. It's just off to the side a little, meaning they're not touching each other, they're not laying on each other, but they're basically going up. So that's, it's not even a mitzvah amufchar to not take such a lulav. That's a perfectly fine lulav, and even a mitzvah min amufchar. That's the Taz. Afilu mitzvah min amufchar ain't kan. Omnom, however, b'may mamordechai v'chein b'bikurei Yaakov, mefakbekin al divrei ha-Taz, v'daitom kinsimus ha-Ramah, like the simple wording of the Ramah, the la mitzvah min amufchar, yesh li zoher, shalolito l'chadchila lulav, elen kein sheichin olav ze al ze. The mitzvah min amufchar is that should be, the leaves of the lulav should be laying on each other, touching each other. When you hold it like this, they're mamish touching and laying on each other. The lulav start and not even slightly separated as you hold it. That's okay. So that's the Ramah. Hago umikomak al mitzvah min amufchar belulav shein ola prudos lagamri. Lagamri means at all. That's how you read this phrase. Shein ola prudos lagamri, that they're not separated at all. Maybe the Taz read it, Lagamri, that they're not separated totally, and that's why he learned it meant mamish somehow going in the downward direction. Okay, so that's Sif Aleph. So what do we learn in Sif Aleph? According to the Mishnah Berurah, maskana really, the mitzvah and amufchar is to get a lulav that they're laying on each other. If they're separated, not laying on each other, but they're basically going in the right direction, that's kosher. You could even say kosher lechatchila. Shouldn't call it b'diyevet. Mitzvah min amufchar is not lechatchila. It's mitzvah min amufchar. So you have mitzvah min amufchar. If it's nifredu, it's kosher. Even lechatchila. But okay, and now we'll learn in Sif Beis what's possible. Sif Aleph just said, and it's not ka'olay achurios, which is the extreme case where it's hard and it's mamish going off very, very far from each other, and you can't bind them together even if you wanted to, and they're just going off in different directions, all of them.
Like the stick, it doesn't rustle. Originally, we're talking about a case where it doesn't rustle. They're all together and it doesn't rustle. So is that the Hefila Kufa? Is that not the Zemun Bukhar? But they are separate leaves. Yeah, separate leaves, but they're all
pushed
together and it doesn't rustle.
Some are makbid to get the rustling kind. Some people are makbid. There is an inyan that the lulav should rustle. That's part of the mitzvahs nanuim. Some people prefer not, because they're afraid it'll break, they're afraid it'll separate, and you'll be left without the mitzvah manamuchar of the Mishnah Brura, because if you shake it a little too much, they tend to separate, and then they don't come back together again. So that's really a matter of taste. I don't know, what would I recommend? It's hard to say, different people are makbid on different things. My father, Oliver Shalom, liked a rustling lulav. I prefer not a rustling lulav. In certain matters, indeed, it's more cow this year. But in other matters, not. We'll be learning about what year, what not. And it's a shame. Okay, let's try to learn Siv Beis. Maybe at least just a Machaber. Nifritzu Olav is possible. That's the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says Nifritzu Olav Kosher, Nifritzu Olav possible. Nifritzu Olav Vuhu Sheyidaldalu Mishedra Shalulav. It mamish came off from the Shedra totally, and it's Kalei Achorias, like the leaves of Chorias. The Hainu Sheinim Olam in Mashedra at all. Elatliyan Lamata. They're all pointing, like these pictures here, you'll see them. Possible. Hagav of Koshkein and Nifritzu, the Nekru Lumatum and Ashedra, that they're not connected to the Shedra at all. The Possible of Filu Ondon, that's Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah. The Chainim Niskashu, Olam Ke'etz, the Enyachayon, the Chabrin al Ashedra Possible. The Pashtus, that means that even if it's not that far spread out, but if it's Ke'etz, and you couldn't get them to be together, it's also possible. If they don't have the flexibility, that, you know, like we're used to in Olei Lulav, but it's somehow hardened and didn't spread out, but it spread out a bit and it's not together, and you couldn't be ogated together, it's possible. That's another pshat. The Chose Berov Olin, all of this is of course talking about when most of the Olin are that way. Avalamiyat Olav Naasu Kach Ushar Olin Nisharu, right? Vadayin Alulav Nishar Mechusa Ba'olin. The Shedra is still really covered by the Olin. Kosher. Okay, I will stop here. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.